local real estate today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with local real estate today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Here we go, diving deep into all things related to buying, selling, and owning a home. Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place of Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Kyle, and I'm excited to be here this morning, and I got this little gadget on my wrist, and I'm going to say it's all your fault.
My fault?
Yeah, because if you guys don't know, Kyle Bailey does these marathons like almost every weekend, and he inspired me, so I decided to sign up for the Eugene Marathon, so I have this new Garmin watch I'm trying to figure out how to use.
Wow. So, well, but you were already doing some of that.
I have been doing, but I'm getting really serious now because I committed for this race, and it's in about less than 4 months.
Yeah, boy. All right. Well, let's race into the let's race into the world of real estate. How about that?
Yeah, we're going to race into real estate. And because it's the end of the year, we're going to be talking about the housing market predictions for 2025 and 2026.
It has been quite the roller coaster in recent years. What could we expect as we look ahead to 25 and 26?
Yeah, Kyle. So the projections are looking quite optimistic. So experts are predicting a 9% increase in home sales for 2025. And I've heard some predictions of an additional 500,000 to 600 more sales from what we will finish out in 2024. And we're going to see about another 13% increase in 2026. So this optimism is largely tied to stabilizing mortgage rates that are expected to hover around 6%.
Now, that's a significant shift there. What do you think's driving these predictions?
Well, definitely the key factor is the stabilization of mortgage rates. So while we might not see rates drop back to the 4% range from previous years, they're projected to stabilize between 5.5% and 6.5%. So this is going to give potential buyers more confidence to enter the market. And NAR chief economist Lawrence Yoon noted that we may finally be turning a corner after facing high borrowing costs and low inventory.
Well, it'd be a definite breath of fresh air for buyers out there. How does this prediction, how could this impact home prices?
So that's a great question, Kyle. So Lawrence Yoon forecasts that homeowners can expect a modest increase in home prices, around 2% in both 2025 and 2026, although I've heard some other economists are forecasting up to a 5 to 6% increase in price. So this is beneficial for maintaining affordability in housing and reflects a steady recovery rather than sudden spikes, which many are concerned about.
Well, that would certainly give some stability. What about the inventory shortage, though? I mean, that's really been plaguing the market. Have we seen any changes there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're moving closer to the end of that inventory shortage. So builders are ramping up their output to meet demand, which should ease some supply constraints. And as inventory levels improve, we could see more competitive pricing in the housing market, which is great news for buyers.
So that means it sounds like home ownership is still a very vital step for wealth accumulation.
That's exactly right, Kyle. There's a significant wealth gap between homeowners and renters. So homeowners enjoying a median net worth of approximately $415,000 and compared to just $10,000 for renters. So investing in home ownership can offer long-term financial benefits, especially with the projected rise in home values.
And that's something many first-time home buyers are considering as we look to the future. Any advice for them?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important for first-time buyers to stay informed and be proactive. So as mortgage rates stabilize and potentially decrease, now might be an optimal time for them to explore their options in the housing market.
Wow, good advice, sir. So let's talk about the regional market trends. How might they differ from across the country in general?
Yeah, well, we're seeing national trends. Local economies will have a huge impact. So areas with robust job growth will likely experience higher increase in home sales and property values, whereas regions lagging in unemployment opportunities might struggle to keep pace.
And as we close, what's your overall takeaway for listeners regarding the housing market over the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think the key takeaway is one of cautious optimism. So with job growth stabilizing mortgage rates and an end to the inventory crunch, there are promising opportunities ahead for both buyers and sellers. Just make sure you're well informed and ready to seize those opportunities when they arise.
Oh, great insights there. Now let's talk about the weekly updates for the Umpqua Valley.
Yeah, let's get into this. With the holidays upon us, we've seen a dip in activity. So changes for the last 7 days. Coming soon, new listings. We had 20 new listings come on the market in the last week. That's up from 16 from the prior week. Back on the markets, we had 4. We had 1 seller negotiate a bumpable sale. There's no short sale pendings. We had 15 price changes in the last 7 days. 18 properties went pending over the last 7 days. That's double from the prior week. And sold properties, we saw 29 for the last 7 days, which is up from 11 in the prior week. So we're seeing that last-minute rush to get some of the end-of-the-year closings happening.
And it sounds like once we got past Christmas, everybody was moving forward pretty quick.
Yeah, things are still active.
What about affordable new listings?
Affordable new listings. So we have 268 Green Valley, or actually 268 Green Vista Lane in Roseburg. This is a home in a park. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,300 square feet, built in 2007, $135,000. The park rent is only $550 per month, and that includes your sewer and landscaping.
Now, I saw one here on your list. Not everybody needs a bigger home. In fact, some people would prefer a smaller home, and you've got one over in the northeast side.
Yeah, I think we're going to see more of these. So I love seeing these flips. It's an older home, 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 906 square feet, and it's been completely remodeled inside, listed at $269,900. So definitely this is the price point that we need more homes in, so I'm happy to see investors that are rehabbing these and making these cute homes for future homeowners.
Now, what about out in Green? In fact, some homes like this one can have some great views.
Yeah. 243 Summerwood Street in Roseburg. This is a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 1,607 square feet, listed at $382,900. So it kind of caught my eye because I was like, wow, that's a pretty good square footage for the amount of money that they're asking. So looks like it has some great views from the front of the house, too.
Well, now one of the neighborhoods I always like is out in Melrose, Champagne Creek Estates, because every street is named after wine.
Every street, yep. So this is on Chardonnay Way. So 2,200 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, single-story home on 1.51 acres, built in 2011. You know, listed at $810,000. I know this has gotten some showing activity. I do know that it's had an offer. I don't know that it's been negotiated or put together. As of last night, it was still available. So cute gated community. It's not that far outside of town.
All right. What else is out there that got your attention?
Yeah. So I was just looking at sales for the last 7 days, and 307 Shadow Ranch Lane. This is a popular park. It's renamed Rose Terrace. It's a 55 plus community. $61,000 is what this home sold for. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 860 square feet. Built in 1973. It's been completely remodeled.
And what about out in Sutherland?
So another affordable home in Sutherland, built in 1982 on 200 Valentine Avenue. This is a 2-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,050 square feet, completely remodeled. This one sold for $287,500.
And over in Southeast Roseburg, looks like one just over 20 years old.
Yeah, so just over 20 years old. This was a Tabor-built construction home. 491 Southeast Clearwater Court in Roseburg. A 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,468 square feet, built in 2000, and it just sold for $375,000.
Now, we don't always have these, but here's one that's a business property.
Yeah, so this is 1775 Green Siding Road. Chris on our team just sold this. It was a steel-framed building, just over a third of an acre, 3,000 square feet, sold for $400,000. So it looks like it was has been used as an auto repair shop. But these have been quite popular. Several of them have been selling.
Now, before we wrap up, you are doing a lot of open houses.
Yes, we're doing open houses. I'm doing open house 49 and 50 today out of 50. So I will be done with the open house challenge. I think Dan on our team is done. I'm going to be at 835 Forest Heights today in Sutherland between 11 to 1. So come out and see me.
All right, very good. And for people that want to find out more about it, I mean, all these things here, it looks really positive to get into real estate right now. How do they get connected with your group?
Yeah, so you can give us a call at 541-366-6080. Visit us online at marygilbert.com or stop by at 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.